What I'm seeing from a lot of these customer success managers now is reaching out with analytics, saying, hey, we just wanted to give you a quick follow-up. Here's where we've seen some growth. Here's where things are maybe starting to drop off a little bit. So it then enables us to go take a little bit better look at ourselves and say, well, why is this? Why are these trends happening? Part of it is, again, customer success manager from these tech companies that we're working for offering us additional insights and figuring out other ways that we can see the data without us having to take the time and the effort to sit and dig through the data when sometimes it's at their fingertips.
Welcome to Built Different, a podcast featuring teams, technology, and trendsetters who are changing the way that we build. I'm Grant Hagen.
And I'm Brian Mazzaretta.
And we welcome you to join a community obsessed with questioning the status quo,
creating cultures of innovation,
and equipping everyone with powerful tools to quite simply build different.
Welcome back to the Built Different podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Grant Hagen. We are nearing the finish line here for season two, which has been really fun. I hope you guys have been encouraged by all the conversations that we've had to have thus far. We are here on episode 10 with a couple of our friends over at XL Construction in Trevor and Vlad. We talked about this on a previous episode of really the difference between a vendor and a partner. And in this episode, we're really going to dive into that a little bit more. It's a really fun conversation that we're excited to put in front of you guys. And Trevor and Vlad really just kind of break this idea down of really how they have seen partners really come alongside of them into their needs with using software. And so we're excited to talk about some of that here in this episode. We just really wanted to bring attention to things specifically, one of which is our Reality Capture Playbook that just recently released here a few weeks ago. If you haven't seen that, that is really just a resource for you guys to have to share with your project teams internally and really your company specifically about what this idea of reality capture is and really how we're trying to help bring more information to your project teams to become more successful. So if you haven't seen it, head on over to our website or just Google it, Reality Capture Playbook by DroneDeploy. Hopefully that's a great resource for you guys that we just released. And our second is our user conference, which is coming up in October. We are really excited to bring back DroneDeploy Users Conference. And if you haven't seen that, be on the lookout for more information about that here soon. But without further ado, let's get into this episode and we will see you guys next time. Thanks. Welcome to the Built Different podcast powered by DroneDeploy and InstructionSight. Really excited to have some more guests in here. Would love for you guys to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your backgrounds. We just pulled these guys fresh out of their presentation. So this is going to be really fun to hear what you guys got to chat about.
Well, thanks for having me. My name is Trevor Johnston. I'm the Director of Construction Technology at XL Construction. We are a Northern California-based construction company.
Yeah, my name is Vlad Krishayev. I'm also with XL Construction. I'm a construction technology project manager. And yeah, building every day. Building
to be great. Vlad the Builder. Come on. Let's go.
There you go. Right? That's a good
one. Well, first, what would be great, would love to hear just a little bit about XL, about your guys' role specifically. Tell us a little bit more about your guys' company.
Yeah, so XL Construction, as I said, we're based in Northern California, the Bay Area, okay. Right? Let's see, we just celebrated 30 years. And so we specialize, we've got a few different market segments, but we have healthcare, science and tech, education, civic, and then a few other tech companies from the Silicon Valley area.
Cool. Vlad, tell me a little bit about your background and kind of how you got into XL.
Well, I've been in XL for the past 4 years. So I came from a drywall company. I was doing mostly drywall framing and BIM. So I started the whole division of BIM in my company a while back. And I just kind of wanted to expand and start doing something more of, I can include, involve everyone in construction.
A direction I wanted to talk about was these tools are constantly evolving, right? How do you kind of inform internally, like internal market, some of these tools and how they're evolving?
And it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's a constant challenge. And the answer is, in the simplest form is, the people that need access to the tools most often are getting that training over and over again. Meaning they're on a project, they're using it, they go to the next project, we set them up with those tools. Maybe we get a refresher on what that tool looks like. Maybe new employees get an introduction to it. Part of it too is we have a pretty extensive onboarding process at XL. And so everybody that comes on board, their very first day is just meet and greets, going through the company, checking out. They'll have a meeting with Vlad to hear about construction tech, what tools and services we have to offer. They aren't getting training that day on what those tools and services are, but they're hearing about it. And so they're like, oh, wait a minute, I've heard of this. We do this here. Okay, so when they get on their project or whatever they're doing, they have a name and a face, Vlad, that they know they can reach out to. They've heard about some of the tools. They know they can reach out to them with any of these questions. And then when they get on the project team, the project's like, here's these tools we're using. Here's some of the training material that we have available for it. And some of it's, you know, just on the job. I think one of our bigger challenges, though, is as software evolves, how are we making sure that we, as our construction tech team, stay up on that software? Yeah. And then how are we getting that pushed out to the masses, right? We've got a couple different things. One is that we will do internal trainings per project group. So as an example, each quarter, the PMs have a PM ranking meeting. The PEs have a PEO, and same with the superintendents, on and on. So we'll take the opportunity to get in front of those teams where they typically have like a 90% attendance rate. So that's getting us pretty far into each group. I was taking a little bit of work on our part, right, in construction tech to reach out, have these meetings. Each quarter, each of the market segments are having. So they're having meetings as well. The science and tech team, the education team, the healthcare team, whatever. So we'll get in front of those groups as well, kind of in mass. Just want to give you guys an update. Here's some new tools. We're going to set up some trainings on and on. For more of a deeper dive at XL, we have something called XLUs, our XL University, right? And these are meant to be 2 to 4 hour trainings where we decide, you know, globally, we look at the company and say, okay, who would need this tool?
Yeah.
And this is for anything. This isn't just construction tech. I mean, this could be something as simple as email if you really want to get down there. But we decide whom the company should have this training, and they're assigned. This isn't negotiable. This isn't, you know what? We think you should take it. Nope. If we assign you an XLU, we need you to take this because there's value there for it. Now, the great part, though, is everybody's always taking XLUs, and it's just a known thing. It's a, you know, it's expected, and most people actually look forward to it. They enjoy getting to do it, and we encourage everybody to help backfill. Yeah. So let's say if Vlad needs to take 4 hours off to sit in the conference room and do an XLU for the day, then the rest of the CT team will make sure that his is covered for that 4 hour time, so that he isn't also feeling the stress and pressure of, oh my gosh, I've got BIM coordination stacking up on me. I've got viewpoints I've got to make, whatever the case may be. He knows it's handled.
The best thing about that is I had something at the contractor I was working at was not just the ones you were assigned, but the ones you weren't assigned.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Like I would spend time where some of you, the people that you're looking to learn from are so busy actually solving the problem of what needs to get done that I would be like, all right, well, I want to know a little bit more about scheduling. I want to know more about quality control checklists. Like, how do I set these processes up? And being able to have a place that you can kind of self-teach, like a YouTube, like, learning sessions is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Excel also, one of the things it does too is the XLU, it's not only the office, it's not only the software, but what I like is also they take you to the field.
Yeah.
So whenever we have like pouring days of concrete for the slab and grades, I mean, we have a whole group of people just kind of coming there and seeing, and there's a superintendent explaining. And we recently finished also a mass timber project as well too. In Sunnyvale, you know, so there was a whole different process as well too of construction for us. You know, it's a whole learning curve that we needed to teach many people, you know, this is the way we're going to be building buildings from now on.
Yeah.
The mock-up, you know, and, you know, so a lot of interaction that way too.
I'm curious to hear from you guys, how much can the tech side of the world help in those trainings and kind of continue? Like, I think that's something that we kind of struggle with is like, well, we don't want to be overbearing and just provide all this stuff, but we also don't want that burden to be on you guys. Like, we're the ones changing it, right? So like, we should in some way help provide some of that. How do you think on the tech side of it, we can help in that area?
Great question. I would say there's companies that do it very well and there's companies that do it very poorly. And it's often I don't see very much in the middle road there.
Sure.
I'd say the ones that stick out at me that are doing it very well, I don't want to say that there's too much hand-holding going on, but they're available. They make themselves available, right? So everybody, especially when you're adopting some sort of new tech, there's got to be an implementation, integration period, all that. But really, I think where I've seen the difference, and it's kind of stood out to me lately with a few different companies we've started doing some work with, is they are providing self-service support. Meaning that they've got, you know, pretty robust back end of a help section, so to speak, on their website or wherever the case is, that they're putting together really short pieces of information. It's 5 to 7 bullet points. It's a 1 to 3 minute video, whatever the case may be. Here's this thing. Here is exactly this thing and how to do it.
Yeah.
It isn't a long video that you're trying to search through to get to the middle of. You're wasting, I don't say wasting, but really wasting 10 minutes to watch. It's this short little thing and this little blurb about it. I've always said that Procore actually has done a fantastic job of that over the years. That's one of the things that, that sold us, and that really I have an easy time with implementing training for Procore, is because their help section. Anyway, you can click on that little question mark. It opens up in a new page and you type in, I want to add an observation to a drawing. And when they click on it, it's four bullet points. It tells them step by step, and there's a screenshot and a 52-second video. It doesn't get much simpler than that. Yep. And now they just figured out the answer for themselves. They didn't have to call anybody. It took, including reading those bullets, a minute and a half of their time. Easy to get to. They knew exactly where to go for. So the more we see that in other tech companies that are offering new services to us, I think it's just easier for us to get the adoption we need in the training and get people up to speed.
Yeah.
It will never replace the initial, hey, here we are, we're this new tech. This is how you're going to use it. Let's have a few onboarding sessions, whatever that case may be. But once people kind of get the gist of how to use it, and they really want to start refining, because really most softwares out there can do way more than what the average person is using it for, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many levels of integration. Man.
So well said.
You know, as a construction tech guys that we are, you know, I mean, like technology keeps evolving. You know, I just saw the robot dog with the scanner on top, you know, which is, it's everywhere, you know, like, I mean, it is amazing to see how much new technology are out there. You know, even if you guys, I mean, connecting the construction side and, you know, like having the drone deployed to you, I mean, it's quite amazing how many companies are also merging and creating something better than it was a couple of years ago, you know? So that goes even with Procore. That goes even with new software. So, I mean, like Trevor said, you know, we test it out, you know, we give it some time, I mean, to test it out and then see if it's beneficial to us. I mean, there's so many softwares already that can do many of the same things, you know? So, but at the same time, we're trying to make our lives easier, everyone's lives easier, and whatever makes sense.
So let's take, for example, a technology that you've now used for a couple of years, right? You know, working on that feedback loop, getting back information and, you know, creating some sort of ROI. I like to call it ROT because, you know, you're trained from the beginning is you don't give a number unless you're 1,000% certain, right? And so I usually ask, how much time did this save you? Or how much better of an experience was this as opposed to...
But what does the T stand for?
Return of time.
Return of time. Wow. That's great. I like that.
And so then what I do is I get the hour rate back and then I'll just multiply by billable hour. And then that's how I get the ROI. Mm. But long story short, how are you kind of tracking on, you know, how this is actually affecting the company, not just culturally, but from a business case?
So when we really have a great partnership with a company, one of the things that jumps out is you've got a customer success manager, you've got some sort of customer success person. And I love the term customer success, by the way, because they really do want to set us up for a success. And I like the mindset behind it of, if we aren't successful using that product, then why are we going to continue to want to use it, right? We're going to burn out. We're going to get frustrated. And by the way, at the same time, I've got six other companies calling me, emailing me, hitting me up on LinkedIn every day that offer that same service. So why am I not going to go to them instead? That's one little aspect. But really, what I'm seeing from a lot of these customer success managers now, StructionSight's doing a great job of this for us, is reaching out with analytics, saying, hey, we just wanted to give you a quick follow-up. Here's where we've seen some growth. Here's where things are maybe starting to drop off a little bit. Did you know this is an option? Did you know you can do this? By the way, here's a new integration. Here's a new tool. Here's something we're working on. So we have this cadence of a regular, you know, meetup to discuss things like that. But really, it allows us to see, oh, hey, wait a minute. I didn't have to take the time and do all the digging to find out that we've gotten great at, you know, X, Y, and Z. We're taking a lot more video walks, but our cadence on, you know, individual photos has dropped off, and or we're seeing, you know, an uptick in this type of work and downtick in that. So it then enables us to go take a little bit better look at ourselves and say, well, why is this? Why are these trends happening? How can we maybe make adjustments? Is there a reason for that trend? Oh gosh, somebody got promoted here and was no longer doing that job, and we aren't backfilling that. Whoops, you know, we missed that opportunity, and so we need to catch up on that. So part of it is, again, you know, customer success manager from, you know, these tech companies that we're working for offering us additional insights and figuring out other ways that we can see the data without us having to take the time and the effort to sit and dig through the data when sometimes it's at their fingertips, right? I do have some access I can get to some of that data in the StructionSight platform, but my CSM's got way more at her fingertips. Shout out to Ashton.
Yeah. Holla. Ashton's going to get a little
Thank you, Ashton.
Well, so you bring up a super great, super interesting point, right? So whenever I'm talking with a prospect, which I usually deal more on like the helping clients with their internal marketing and scaling stuff like that. But when I'm talking to somebody, just say at a conference, and they go, what's the difference between you and your competitors, right? And I ask them, I go, you work for a construction company, right? When you get an RFP, what's the difference between you and the other three GCs who can still build that building, right? Like, you're not in that room unless you can build the building, right? It comes down to execution and relationships more than anything, because when you think about differentiators, features can always be replicated, but it comes down to what are the larger like systems in place that your company is set up for to actually make sure that this is going to be successful. So, you know, with that being said, what are your thoughts on just execution being a differentiator? Like, do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that?
No, absolutely. I agree with that. Right. So I think that's exactly, you know, it ties back into what I was just saying about, you know, that CSM really executing and, you know, finding different ways to help me make that differentiation for me. As I mentioned earlier, I got, you know, six other companies right now that are hitting me up for any one technology, you name it. And I got done with the presentation a little bit ago and had several people approach me wanting to sell services type of deal. So if I'm currently getting a great level of service and I've got a great relationship, I don't really have any other needs. You know, I'm not going to be looking elsewhere. Yeah, price is going to play a little part of it. And, you know, there's some other aspects of it. But quite honestly, if you've got that relationship built, you can have those conversations, right? So, we just renegotiate our contract with Structure Site, you know, in all honesty. And it's the same thing. We have this relationship and we knew that they are going to execute on everything they say they're going to. We're going to have this great relationship. They're a good partner, on and on and on. So it makes it really easy for us to want to continue to use their tech versus another. And so I think we're seeing more of that, though, that people are finding other ways to make themselves a differential between themselves and their competition. And it is, you know, how do you execute, right? What's the little thing you can do better? That's a great point that you brought up. But, you know, I'm a GC and I'm going against three other GCs. Well, I got in the room in the first place, probably based on reputation, right? But it's going to get me the win, you know?
Absolutely. It's awesome. I'm curious, we asked this question earlier to a few folks of how do you guys help educate around this idea of reality capture? It's a big bucket. It's a big kind of vast open place that you can go to, from very low technical to very high technical to very immediate value add to longer term value. Like, when you guys are explaining that to either your teams or your clients that you're working with, what are some of the themes and like conversations that come up?
It's turning into, I talk more about reality capture and some of the technologies that we can offer to our projects in an interview to win a project.
Really?
These days than we ever have in the past. Owners now know this technology exists. They've heard about it. They've seen it. I think that going through the pandemic kind of really jump-started and elevated a lot of these tools.
Yeah.
And so now it's become the norm. And it almost feels like it's a ticket to the game. You know, if we don't have these technologies that we can talk to and tell an owner's team and an owner's rep in an interview process what we're going to do and how they're going to get the benefit of this reality capture on their project, we're not even a serious contender on it, right? So to kind of circle back to your question is, how are we maybe, you know, having these conversations? It's really starting when we want to win the job. And so they're hearing about, or even sometimes they've come to us, we recently had a client come to us and say, we want you to give an AR presentation for us on what our space is going to look like after the core and shell is built so that we can make any last minute, you know, design changes. So they came to us asking.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. Like, not surprising, fascinating and encouraging. How are they being educated? Like,
I think it's grassroots. I think it's from their prior project or from people like ourselves. You know, a lot of times I'll go into this interview process and say, here's some of the tools we're using. Here's some of the tech that applies today. Here's how it's going to make a benefit to your project. And you see the look on their faces like, wait, what? What'd you just say? Can you talk about that more? What is this, right? And so that's early on getting that in front of them. And I think that kind of maybe helps after we leave the room, they might start having conversations like, sounds really intriguing. And we'll get a lot of follow-up questions. I'll specifically follow-up questions. How am I, the owner, going to get the benefit of having any of this reality captured in? Well, guess what? You know, you've got reps that do not live in this area. Now everybody's going to have access to this. real time, whenever.
Do you believe 360 cameras are slowly becoming the new standard for photo documentation on job sites?
I mean, to be honest, I love the 360 cameras. I like how fast they come. To me, one of my favorite things is to see what you built before. And I think it's a great tool, I mean, to put a lot of information, you know, from, you cannot do that with Matterport this easily, you know. So I think no matter what right now, instruction side, I think is leading in that reality capture part where, I mean, and now, I mean, joining with the drone deploy too, you know, I'm blown away. I mean, because now you can, I can look inside and then click outside in the sky and then go outside in the sky, you know. Yeah. So that's a very good tool. But, you know.
So I would just add to that that if I back up a couple of years, what I saw was most of our teams are like, I don't need a 360 camera. I've got my iPhone.
Oh,
its camera's fantastic. It's, you're not going to beat it. I don't need that stinking 360 camera. Today, every single one of our projects is using an instruction site. Every single one has a 360 camera. And it's not because of we have pushed them on that. I just gave them access to instruction site and said, here, you need to take documentation in your project. Call it CYA, call it, you know, investigation, call, you know, we need to have coordination around whatever the case is. We need to have it. Take it how you see fit. And as I use grassroots a lot, as this grassroots campaign started, people slowly started seeing the benefit of having a 360 photo versus, you know, a flat static image.
Yeah.
They're taking their iPhone or Android, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I think for us right now anyway, absolutely, 360 photos are key. When I go look at our Procore Photos platform, I'm seeing thousands of 360 photos versus tens of,
yeah,
you know, somebody's cell phone taking the camera.
Yeah, I mean, very rarely when you encounter a problem, that problem is only isolated to whatever you're showing it. And then not just that, but having a time lapse of multiple photos, right? Like an issue isn't just an instance, like one single thing. It's usually a correlation of,
yeah,
past photos that just went ungoverned.
You know, I'd say too, one of the main things that we've found that's helpful for us to have a platform that can host our 360 photos is I'm surprised still at how many little things, maybe, like, should be careful how I say this, but just quite honestly, we'll see that things maybe get covered up that shouldn't have been covered up along the process. An example would be an outlet, right? A switch, whatever the case is. Stuff just sometimes gets missed in the chaos of construction. And so that's what punch lists are for. Right? You go through and you fix these little boo-boos, so to speak. And I'm surprised at how often we go, hey, there's supposed to be an outlet there. And the electrician says, yes, it is there. And so we'll bring up our platform instructions. And but we can go back in time and we can say, oh, wait a minute, look, here it is.
Yeah.
Now we can set a transparency and x-ray mode to it to find where it is currently and maybe try and pick out things in the room nearby that help us see where that real outlet is. Maybe it's 4 tiles old and by code it's 16 inches thick and we put behind the wall. Maybe we see painting on the wall and we can tell it's directly below that painting again, you know, that distance off the floor. And now we can go in and just quickly take a saw, cut around it, put the trim plate on and be done. Versus without that 360 photo, someone's sitting there slowly poking holes in the wall till they think they found it. You call up the electrician, you schedule him to come out first. You know, he charges you that trip charge. He pokes some holes in the wall. He finally finds it. He cuts out a big. Then you get your drywall guy back out to patch all the holes. And then you get your painter back out to finish and paint. And usually that takes him 2 or 3 trips. Meanwhile, you know, this little repair is now turned into $1,500 and it's inconvenienced to your client.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now we're able to.
You're so right. Cause it's not even the cost, right? Like $1,500, you could nothing.
It is a bummer. Let's not.
Right. Yeah. No, sorry. Maybe to us on the project level, if I'm thinking like a $100 million budget, like, yes, it's not great to have to spend $1,500, but it's the billable time that I'm spending to call multiple people to come back to do that.
Right? ROT, like, baby.
It's back a return of time, right? Yeah. Like, how many emails do I have to send and how many time did I spend even writing those emails and crafting them in a specific way to get 4 different trades back for an outlet? So it wasn't $1,500. It could be actually much, much more when you actually take into account everybody's billable time and just, like, wasted effort, right?
And what if this is caught when you're supposed to be handing over the keys, right? Now, what's that client, you know, what position are they in? Are they affected by this? And what's the disruption interruption to that client?
Yeah, well said. I'm curious, one last question, and then we'll kind of land the plane. If you guys could identify like if one sole driver of Reality Capture, XL Construction 2022, like what is it? Like what is driving teams to use forms of, I mean, we've talked about a lot of things, but if you could like focus in on one, what would it be?
What do you think, Vlad, from your perspective?
I mean, just have that peace of mind when we're building something, right? I mean, like we haven't just, you know, in the old times, everything was a change order in the field, you know, like wasting time and delaying the schedule, you know? So now it's just, we are doing this, all that in the VDC time, you know, during that type of construction, you know? So I think, yeah, I mean, the more technology we have, the better we can build, you know?
Yeah, I'd say that it's allowing us to make decisions with more certainty based off of real information. Mm-hmm. It's taking a lot of gut checks out of it, and who I hope out of is the equation. It's giving us more, you know, real data, real insights to focus on and make that informed decision instead of winging it, so to speak, right?
Yep.
And ultimately, we're trying to save time with the Reality Capture. Again, it's, you know, can we use those photos during a coordination? Can we bring in a scan and compare it to an architect's model, make any design changes that are needed prior to going out and maybe, you know, saving on rework?
Yeah.
Year after year, rework is the number one cause for accident on construction sites, right? So I haven't seen the latest report. The last report I saw was 60% of all job site accidents were caused from rework. So if you take away the rework right off the bat, we're making construction 60% safer. So how do we do that? Well, you know, through forms of, you know, at times Reality Capture is helping us, you know, make certain changes ahead of time.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have the time to do it right the first time, you definitely don't have the time to do it right the second time.
Appreciate that. Well, fellas, Trevor, but man, super fun. Great conversation. Really appreciate you guys making the time, wanting to come and chat with us. We obviously are really excited of your guys' excitement around Drone Deploy, Instruction Site coming together, all things Reality Capture, how that's helping your guys' project teams. So with that, I'll end us out here, but thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We will see you guys on the next episode of Built Different. Talk to you soon.
Make sure to subscribe to Built Different on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Let's build this community together.